Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking with Mary Wood, fresh back from a trip of trying to make a difference outside the area and actually going and doing something to help people. When you're talking about, we're hearing a lot of people crying about people who are trying to come into the United States, and they're not going and making a difference with people. And there you are. Now, why Kenya? Like, what is it about Kenya that separates it? Well, I mean, people go to Haiti too. Haiti had some issues going on today, I understand. But is there a specific reason? It's the water. The water is the biggest issue there, right?
Yes. I mean, I think that, right now, the 410 Bridge, as I said, who we partner with, they are very selective in where they go and what villages there are and what the need is. So currently, they began in Kenya. I mean, that was their first area that they targeted for help. We also now go to Uganda, Haiti, and Guatemala. So I've also been to Haiti. There's certainly a great need there. It's just personally, my heart is in Kenya.
With the people.
And yeah,
very loving,
truly.
Loving and welcoming people, too.
They really are. It's amazing to see people who have so little be so hospitable and welcoming and open and sharing, you know, what little they have with you. It's great. We do one day, it's called a day in the life, and we just spend the whole day with a family and just really go through what they do in a day, you know, between preparing food and crops and just all sort of, how they cook. And it's really just, you know, a lot about building relationships and just getting to know people so that they know that, you know, we come to see them. You know, we come there because they have value.
Now, the thing with Kenya, though, isn't that like a commercial hub in Africa? And there's still very little money there?
Well, they certainly have very, you know, developed cities. I mean, Nairobi, you know, or Mombasa. There's several cities, but they are... Mombasa is a trading port, but where we go is more in the villages, in the outskirts. It's still a developing country, even though there are, as you said, financial districts and trade routes. But the people that we visit really don't make it up into that category.
Okay. Now, the schools over there, what's...
Well, school systems over there are a little bit different than here. In the United States, you can go from kindergarten right through 12th grade high school, and there's really, you know, it's government funded. We really don't pay for our education until you get to higher education, like college or university. There, they can go to primary school. There are still fees that people need to pay to get them there, and the government subsidy is very low. They actually, for example, textbooks, they may share 10 people to one textbook, and then it comes to, okay, well, who's taking it home tonight to do the homework?
I bet their school taxes aren't like ours.
Right? No, 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 they're not. But, again, you know, they pay a fee. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly by our standards, it's very low. But it does get them through their education. Now, a secondary school from ninth grade to 12th, they have to fund themselves. And if they don't have it, you know, they don't have the money, they can't go. And they also have to test into high school. If they don't reach a certain score, at least a 300 on their standardized tests, they're also not allowed to go to high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because here it would be like, we have to let them go. We can't leave any child behind.
Right. So, right. But, it's a little bit different there. So one of the things that we focus on is child sponsorship. And I've sponsored, I think, maybe five so far. Our first student went to secondary school in 2008. He graduated in 2012. He's now married, has a family, has a good job.
And you've actually met these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's absolutely the best part of these trips is when, you know, you get letters and you follow someone, you know, just through their letters a couple times a year and writing back and forth. And then when you actually meet them, it's just amazing how that bond is there.
Now, how do you sponsor? What do you sponsor your children through?
Well, now you can sponsor a child starting in primary school, usually about second or third grade, and then continue right up and through high school, which currently we have three students that we sponsor. Two are in secondary school, one is in primary school. And it's amazing that the difference that this has made, especially in the primary schools, because it's $39 a month, like less than $10 a week, and it provides for the child, but also for the school.
Yes.
So now they can buy those textbooks. They can hire better teachers. When we come over, yeah, we help them with those projects, but it's really more relational, and we work alongside with people so that the community is then empowered. And you know what? We measure the success for that, not by what we do, like not by what we get accomplished, but by what the community does on its own. And I'd really like to invite people, I try to go every year. The one I just returned to was my fifth trip to Kenya. It's a long trip. It's rough travel. It's a 15-hour flight. And then, but it's so rewarding. And to get more information on the trips that I go on, they can go to parkerhill.org/go. And there's a wealth of information on there, just how we work with people and how people can get involved. There's child sponsorship on there. It's just really a great website, parkerhill.org/go.
My special guest, Mary Wood, talking about reaching outside of this country is a lot of people are you will stand up and hold posters or talk and scream compassion. How do you show your compassion?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.